If he shall continue knocking, ask, seek, knock. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm thinking about the word repetition this morning. Do you know it actually comes from the Latin words repetere, to ask or to pray again, to pray again. This is what our Lord recommends us on this day of the observance of the greater litanies, the Holy Gospel. Keep on, he says, keep on asking, keep on knocking, keep on praying the same old way until you are heard, until you get there where you need to be. Repetition, the same tried and true way, which sometimes is best for us. If we want to be heard, we will be, our Lord says, and sometimes it seems only through sheer perseverance, stubborn at times, seemingly, the repetition of the safe, the old way, which will lead you one day to the promised land. Do you remember, have you ever heard the story of the Donner Party in the 19th century? It seems there was a PBS special about this at the end of January. One of our parishioners told me about it and then did some very interesting research, which this television show had inspired. The Donner Party, like many a 19th century American pioneer, were heading out seeking some kind of an earthly paradise, I suppose, in California. But most didn't make it to the coast. Some were stranded in snow and left starving, and some of them even fell to eating human flesh because their leaders spurned repetition, and they chose instead to follow a brash young man from Ohio, a lawyer from Mount Vernon whose name was Lansford Hastings. He wanted, this young man did, to make a name for himself and to start his own country out in California. So he claimed he would give the pioneers a shortcut out west. Of course, he had never tried it himself. He couldn't. He was too young and inexperienced. Such a shortcut did not exist. Because, you know, sometimes you just have to do it the old way, and you have to keep on at it until you get there. There were 81 men and women and children who left Springfield, Illinois, in a convoy of wagons, a wagon train, covered wagons, on the 16th of April, 1846. The journey was an epic one. Some 2,500 miles lay before them. But about a third of the women and two-thirds of the men would fall prey to starvation or exposure to cold. And when the food ran out, some of the surviving members actually did resort to cannibalism. This is pretty much the standard history of the Donner parties. But our friend who did a little research was inspired to do so by a line he heard on the program, something written in a diary by a 12-year-old girl, Virginia Reed, piqued his interest. She wrote, "Everyone had gone to bed, but I could not sleep. Looking up through the darkness, With my hands clasped, I made a vow that if God would send us relief, I would become a Catholic. What made her become a Catholic? Where did she get that idea? Well, she kept her vow when she arrived in California, and she married a Catholic man and lived a good long life. It seems that this little Protestant girl was deeply impressed with the Catholic example of an Irish immigrant family, Joseph Breen and his family. They were part of the Donner Party, but every night before they went to bed, they engaged in that double repetition, asking, as our Lord said to do, and asking again, repeating aloud and together, simply, the same prayers which all of us know as our asking again prayer, the rosary given to us by the Mother of God. Imagine the fervor, as things got worse and worse, imagine the fervor with which the one Catholic family in that party would have prayed. And in their devotion, they often, she noted, added after the rosary, the litany of the saints. Now look at the litany that we're going to chant together, and I hope you'll be with me to chant that litany this morning. It's a long one, I do admit, but then again, the list of our needs is very long too, isn't it? Ora pro nobis, pray for us, have mercy on us. We beseech thee, hear us. The same phrases repeated again and again. Our Lord tells us in the gospel, knock and knock and knock again. Just the same repetition of those old, beautiful, inspired words of prayer. Bring us an answer to our petitions and something else, a peace from heaven we may not even have thought to ask for anymore. And as a matter of fact, young Virginia recalled later, when the rescue party arrived, it was just after that family, the Breens, had finished saying together the Litany of the Saints. When she did make it to California, this young lady wrote a letter to her cousin. Thank God, she wrote, our family did not eat human flesh. We have left everything, but I don't care for that. We have got through with our lives. Don't let this letter dishearten anybody. Remember, never take no cut-offs, and hurry along as fast as you can. Now, the world knows the power of repetitive prayer. In counseling, anxious people are often advised just to choose some kind of a phrase, calm down, for example, and to repeat it to help themselves to unwind, to calm themselves when they catch themselves worrying. Because, well, anxiety never got anyone anywhere. But we know that prayer, tried and true, devoutly repeated, is going to get us to California or heaven or wherever it is we need to be going. The rhythm, for example, of the rosary prayer or a litany repeated well has a calming and a healing effect, even on a natural level. Any word combined with slow, regular breathing can do that for us. But what must we say of words which God Himself has given us in the Scripture or by the Church, or the name of the Son of God, Jesus, or His mother, Mary? Prayer is richly indulgenced by the Church as well. One caveat, though, to conclude. Imagine how fervently this Irish family prayed. And as they prayed as a family, you could picture Joseph Breen leading the prayer and his wife, the mother, keeping the children together, as it were, ensuring the melody and the music of a united prayer that was not disturbed by the little cries of their hungry babies. When we pray together, let's try always to keep the same tempo so as not to lose the calm engendered by the rhythm of our rosary or any repeated prayer. I was speaking to someone in the sacristy not long ago while the rosary was being recited here in church. And it was that morning perhaps a bit more cacophonous than usual. And this poor man stopped in what he was saying and said, "Do you hear that? How could anyone pray that way?" And I remarked, "Well, I'm sure they all mean well." And myself, I try to offer it up when that happens. And I think that what happens is that all of us have a certain tempo, and all of us, when we pray out loud, have a certain automatic voice volume that we just sort of fall back on. And of course, with the years, sometimes the hearing isn't so acute anymore. And since we're traditional Catholics, if others, as it were, are not agreeing with us, what do? We just raise our voices because we know pretty much exactly how this needs to be done. It would be good for us to remember, instead of just increasing the volume, that God hears even whispered prayers. And you can try the opposite sometimes for a very powerful effect. If you find someone is going too fast or too slow for you, instead of trying to outshout such a person, lower your voice. Look for the rhythm in these powerful prayers, the common man's and Mary's Psalter, our rosary. Say it with others, but say it softly and peacefully and gently, and you will find the cadence of the phrases is almost relaxing. And that's the idea. That's how we should repeat our prayer together and go right on asking for the good, asking how? The old way, the tried and true way. And when you do that, you will have found, incidentally, the second step to personal peace, repeated prayer. And you'll be on your way, step by step, to paradise. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.